Well, it's just good to see you this morning. Now, some of you turned around and said, it's good to see you. I wonder, did you really mean that? Amen. This is better than the best jail I know this morning. And we sure are blessed, aren't we? Look at the shoes on your feet. I'm in some countries that they don't have what men you've got this morning. We've got a padded pew. We've got a dial on the wall. It's about 70 degrees in here. May get a little hotter before I'm done preaching this morning. But we sure have got it made, haven't we? Luke's Gospel, chapter 13, verse number 10, the Bible says, "And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her. And immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day." He had done something a little different than what they was used to seeing. I want to say I'm glad I'm a preacher in nobody's box this morning. I'm glad I'm a preacher on the end of nobody's chain. Because Jesus is still doing miracles in the day that we live. And He still does them, not only on the Sabbath day, but on the first day of the week. The Bible said he had indignation because Jesus had healed. It wouldn't, you might as well sit down, I'm going to ramble. It wasn't all about the Sabbath day. It's because Jesus done something that crowd had never seen. It wasn't so much about the day, it was about the Jesus. They had an issue that somebody left different than how they come. Can I tell you this morning, religion will let you leave this church just the way you come. But Jesus will let you leave in a different way that you came. Oh my, they were upset. The ruler of the synagogue had great indignation because Jesus done something that wasn't in their policies. And so here he says, there are 6 days in which men ought to work. And in them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. Boy, ain't you glad your God ain't in a box this morning? Aren't you glad you just don't get saved on the first week of August on the traditional Baptist revival week? Amen? Ain't you glad that you serve a Jesus this morning that you ain't got to read about what he used to do, but you know what he can do this morning? They was tore up because their traditions had been messed up. I done found out, honey, when Jesus is moving, he'll mess up your plan. He'll mess up your format. You'll notice this morning when you come in the foyer of this church, you didn't receive a handout what's going on. You know why? Because I don't know what's going to go on. But I can tell you this, it is my heart that you'd leave this place in a different way than how you come in. Oh my, we see that they were moved with an indictive spirit. The Bible said, and the Lord then answered him and said, I liked what Jesus said. He never did really just run around the fort. He just went on and let you know what he thought. Thou hypocrite. Doeth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? Other words, he said, if you've seen your ox tied up by a tree, and there's a water hole a short distance, and you know he was thirsting and he was about to die, wouldn't you loose him and lead him over to the water? So then Jesus said something. Verse 17, and when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed. And all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by unto him. Verse 16, he said, "And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day?" Can I tell you this morning what the devil's idea to do to you is to put you in bondage? A man that started in a habit, he didn't get the habit the first time. It led into that. And the devil knows what to put before me and you to lead us into bondage. Isn't it amazing how people today are still set free? I'm glad I got a Jesus that can break the chains for you today. I'm afraid a lot of people, the reason that they don't like religion because they've never met Jesus. Jesus is a big difference. I want to share a few things with you now. First of all, I want you to look at the person that Jesus examined. The person that was examined. The Bible said this, "There was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together. She was bent over double and could in no wise lift up herself." Now watch this. First of all, life left her bent out of shape. I've noticed this. It's not so much about when life leaves you bent, it's how you respond to how life leaves you bent. See, you can be bitter or you can be better. The devil would have you to be in bondage this morning from something that happened years ago. Matter of fact, I want to entitle this message on getting loose. Jesus said, "Woman, be loose." I'm glad that Jesus has still got the word for our hour. Now, the person examined, life left her bent out of shape. 18 years had happened. Something had taken place that left her different than how it found her. I want to say this morning that I know myself, when something is tore, it does not heal easily. If you get a cut or a rub, then it heals pretty soon. But honey, if you get something tore, it's hard for it to heal overnight. My wife's been in an air cast now for some weeks. The doctor said some 4 to 6 weeks if you stay in this cast and stay out. What happened? She tore a ligament. Well, what happens, preacher? Things that are tore don't heal easily. Something came in her life 18 years back and left her different than how it found her. I've noticed that not only had life bent her out of shape, but she could not straighten up. The Bible said that she was bowed over. And she had a spirit from 18 years and could in no wise lift up herself. She could not straighten up. I wonder, has anybody here ever really wished you could straighten up, but you just couldn't do it? You wanted something to happen. You wanted things to be better, but you just couldn't get them better. She was that way. Matter of fact, I like what one of the writers said. It's amazing how the same people who lift up countless others cannot lift themselves. In other words, we that minister so much and lift up others, we that influence people's lives. Some of you mothers, you uplift your children so much, but you can't lift up yourself because you're caught in something that happened in your past. And isn't it amazing, sir, those that you've influenced, those you've been a blessing to, there's days of discouragement that you just can't get up out of what's affected you, but even though you've been a strong arm for somebody, I know countless preachers this morning, they're filling pulpits in total depression and total anxiety. They've reached out to others so long and they picked up others, but they cannot pick up theyself. It's amazing to me in this story, this person examined. Now you'll notice she had an infirmity and it happened 18 years ago. And so it left her bent out of shape. She could not straighten herself up. But I like this. In spite of her infirmities, she found her way to the house of God. Some of you here this morning, you've had a bad experience in church. You know why? Because maybe you've not got to the place where God wants you to be yet. I had a bad experience last night with catfish. But it don't mean I'm going to quit eating catfish. I love catfish. Somebody shout and say amen right there. But I don't like greasy catfish. I don't like strong catfish. She asked me how I liked them. I said, I want them cooked done, lightly battered. They didn't listen to nothing I had to say. They weren't a total catfish. That fish gave his life for nothing. And so many times, my friend, we have bad experiences and we can't get over what's happened to us. This lady, something that Jesus presented, 18 years old, had happened, and it totally bent her out of shape. She could not get loose from her past. There's some of you this morning, you're living in a past. You're living in days gone by. And oh, how the devil would love to put you in bondage of the past. Aren't you glad that Jesus said if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from, I like this, all unrighteousness. I ain't got no skeletons bouncing out of my closet this morning, honey, because the grace of God has saved me and the blood of Jesus has washed me clean. And I'm glad what God's forgiven, it's gone forever. Hallelujah. A lot of you, you're bound from your past. A lot of you, you're bound by Satan from a place. He takes you to that place every time. About the time you get victory, He takes you back to that place in your life. And He says, you can't get away from that place. And you're in bondage. And I command you to stay in that place. Can I tell you, God wants you going forward. God don't want you stuck in that bad place. God wants you to move forward by His mercy and His grace. The devil will change you to a place. The devil will chain you to a problem. Boy, I'm amazed at the problems that the devil loves to chain us to. But ain't you glad that Jesus is in the chain problem breaking business this morning? I read some statistics this week. 5 out of 10 marriages fail in our day that we live right now. 3 out of 5 young girls will be abused or molested in the American home in the day and hour that we live. And it's amazing to me as children, some of you are here this morning, you were neglected when you were small. You were abused when you were small. And what we got to quit doing is blaming things on our past and go to trust in the Jesus of the presence that realized that He can break the chains this morning. Don't think it's strange if you was abused when you was a child. No doubt, in probably some secret times that we could talk in this church, it would astound you the people that has a past that haunts them. But oh, I'm telling you this morning, I found this out in preaching for years. The devil loves to tell you you're the only one that's done that. He'd love to tell you, you're the only one that's made that mistake. You're the only one that's done that and you can't get away from it. And this is your past. This is your problem. This is your pain. And you're going to be hooked to it the rest of the days of your life. Hallelujah. I'm glad I got a Jesus that broke them chains of addiction. I'm glad He set me free. Oh yes, I got scars I'm not proud of, but I can tell you I know what a sinner goes through, because I'm just a sinner saved by grace.
I don't have the testimony of the adult child that stayed at the father's house. I've got the prodigal's testimony. But I know what worked for me can work for you this morning. I wish my life wasn't as scarred as it is. But I found something better. And it wasn't religion. It was Jesus. And I like this person that is examined. Watch this. In spite of her difficult past, she got herself to the house of God. She came to the synagogue. How easy the devil will give you an excuse to get you out of the house of God. The devil will say that preacher runs and cries. He's crazy. You're right. I'm crazy about Jesus. I've got nothing for religion. Nothing. But I'm all about Jesus. Because, honey, I lived in religion for some 18 years. But I'm glad one blessed day. Oh, I'm glad He come by and saved me by His good grace. Jesus made a difference. I got baptized when I was a kid. Didn't do nothing. Joined the church, done nothing. But friend, when Jesus come by, it changed me. Person examined. I like it. In spite of her past experience, she found herself coming to the house of God. Can I tell you this morning so I can move on? You might have had a bad experience at another church. Why don't you try Jesus and see what He can do for you? And so we see not only this person examined, but we see a problem experienced. There was a weight from some years that pressed upon her. The problem experienced. She seemed to grow downward. Watch this. Her looks were all earthward. Nothing heavenward. I notice you don't get better doing this. You get better doing this. Some of you went to some ungodly counsel to get through what's bothering you. Some of you went and spent from upwards from $70 an hour to only the Lord knows what, trying to get better of what's happened to you. Why don't you take counsel from the godly this morning? Matter of fact, turn over in the book of Psalms, chapter number 1. Somebody turn over there, Psalms 1, so I ain't got to move my Bible place. Psalms chapter number 1 and verse number 1. The Bible says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly." Honey, Oprah Winfrey ain't got a clue what you need. I'll go on and bust Dr. Phil while I'm there this morning. I ain't heard him use no Bible principle yet. You better see what the Word of God's got to say about your problem. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Why are you going to ungodly people for counsel? Honey, right here is all me and you need in this day and night. If you want to go from bitter to better, get a hold to the man of this book. He'll leave you better this morning. Sure, folks have got good ideas. They got good ideas about how to build this church, but it don't go against in with this book. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. God don't want you going getting ungodly counsel this morning. If you are a child of God, what you have in your lap by a complete copy of the Word of God is what you need to run your life. The Word of God is a mirror. When I look in it, it shows me who I am. The Word of God is a manual. When I look in it, it shows me how to run this thing. When I look in it, when I'm sick, it is medicine. It gives me that of what I need. When I'm hungry, I look at it, it is manna. It gives me that I feed, glory to God. It's everything. The Word of God's everything this morning. My goodness, I got more than I can say. White House ain't leading us to the Word of God. We're to pray for our president. We're not to be a bunch of bashers and haters. But honey, let me tell you, it's time we draw a line in the sand. The Word of God is the end of the situation. It's going to stand when the world's a-burning. And so we see this person examined. But then secondly, we see this problem experienced. My goodness, she seemed to grow downward. Her looks were all earthward, nothing heavenly. She was very filled with... She had a low self-esteem. Oh my goodness, this morning, a problem experienced. Do you have a problem with a past? Do you have a problem with a place? Do you have a problem with a purpose? My goodness, it would do good for you to get over what's gotten over you this morning. Problem experience. Thirdly, prescription extended. I've noticed when you go see the great physician, he knows how to prescribe exactly what you need. And I don't know about y'all, but if any of y'all ever come up in this old remedy era that I did, castor oil was a cure-all. And some of you young'uns never had it. You can poison cotton with that stuff. If you got sick, you took castor oil. If you laid out of school, you got castor oil. And I done found out the reason a lot of people don't want a preacher preaching under the unction of the Holy Ghost, when He gives them the prescription, they don't like the medicine He's give. You want a baby aspirin and a thing to get better. Honey, you're not going to get better till you do what this book says. And I don't care what anybody says. You ain't getting better till you do what Jesus says. Oh, we see a person examined. We see a problem experienced. But we see a prescription extended. Watch this. Look in the Bible. She could not lift herself in verse 11. How many times have you tried to get over what's bothering you? She could not get over it by herself. Quit blaming it on a past. Quit blaming it on a place. Quit blaming it on a person. It's you that you got to deal with. It's you. Now this morning, we see this prescription extended. She could not lift herself. And I want to say this today, that spiritual infirmities are just as real as physical ones. She couldn't lift herself. How many times have I been total depressed? I ought to be running, jumping off the rooftop this morning, how God's blessed me. The devil, listen to me, young couples, we've got to go home. You listen to the man of God this morning. The devil won't show you what you got. He'll just show you what you don't got. So we see this prescription. Boy, aren't you glad you serve a God that knows what to give you. Now, notice if you would, there's some key things here in closing today. First of all, for her to get better, she was called. When Jesus saw her, He called her to Him and said to her, "Woman, thou art loose from thine infirmity." And He laid His hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. A prescription extended. There was a call, and watch this, it was a coming forward. You know something? Long, have you ever had a deep cut and you had to bandage? That thing never did heal much long as it was hid. But my mama would say this. She'd say, "Boy, you put that Band-Aid on there in the daytime to keep dirt out. You take it off at night so it'll heal." You cannot heal your past if you keep it covered. You cannot heal things that are bothering you unless you bring it forward to Jesus. A lot of you trying to get better Sunday after Sunday and you won't give it to the Lord. He's called, but she confessed. "Yes, Lord, it's an issue." Our problem is we want to think, I have no issues. Everything's fine. We want to live in this little fairy tale world that our homes are right. Our homes are perfect. Our husband and wives, we all get along. Nobody's shouting or fussing. That's a bunch of hogwash. We ought to get clean by the grace of God today. Say, it's something that's hindering me that I want to be loose from this morning. Some of you got an addiction. You say, well, my parents give it to me. That's a cop-out. Some of you was abused as a child, and you say, that's why I act goofy. That's a cop-out. Amen. 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 Jesus breaks the chains of bondage. And the only way you're going to get better is to come up and give it to Jesus and quit hiding what's keeping you to your past. Prescription extended. Then there's a power exhibited. Boy, I'm so tired of religion. You listen to me this morning. If you've got addiction, you know how you can get rid of it? Through this book. Amen. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. I ain't got to go to a seven-step clinic to be made whole. Sure, support groups are good, but it's not the answer. Power exhibited. I want to say this morning. You know what loosed her? I looked there a few minutes before I could find. I said, Lord, I'm not getting it. I'm not seeing what you put your hands on her. But I said, it's the Word that loosed her. You know the reason we're bound? Because the Word ain't loosed us. Did you know this is the infallible Word of God? There's not an error in it. And what worked for Father Abraham and Moses will work for me and you this morning. Power exhibited. I want to say something about forgetting. It's hard to forgive and forget, isn't it? Matter of fact, I think there's been times, if it's such a thing, that I forgave but I ain't forgot. And I would say that's one of the hardest things that I've seen is to forgive and forget. Because we're human. But I want to tell you this. Forgetting isn't memory lapse. It is a memory release. Forgetting isn't a memory lapse. It's a memory release. You say, preacher, how can I reprogram my mind from a place or a past or a person? Philippians 4, verse number 5. Jesus had this instruction through Paul. Let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord's at hand. Be careful. That word's worry for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. The peace of God which passeth all understanding shall what? Keep your hearts and what? And minds. Verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. God can reprogram your mind this morning by the Word of God. Power exhibited. Forgiveness is to break the link between you and your past. Many times, the hardest person to forgive is the person in the mirror. But Jesus don't want you tied to that. He wants you loosed and living a life for God. Let me tell you some of you that are divorced, your homes are broken. 5 out of 10 families don't make it in the day we live. It may not be your fault. You can't dwell in that past forever. You've got to trust the God that wrote this Bible to get you out of that place and put you in a good place. All men aren't wicked, ladies. Men, all ladies are not wicked. God's got some good people around, but you're not going to find them in the wrong places. You don't hunt a spouse in a beer joint. Smile at me. I'm still preaching this morning. You young'uns, you who you run with. You run with the wrong crowds, you're going to be doing what that crowds are doing. You know why? Because you're human. And so will I. But boy, aren't you glad it's a power exhibited. I like what he said. Woman, thou art loose from thine infirmity. I'm going to tell you something. There was a man done something to me and my family. I can't believe yet how unwise I was in that decision. I entrusted a man. I'm going to tell you something. When your legs is knocked out from under you and you land on your bottom side, you're going to remember. And I got a choice, Brother Chris. I can dwell in that every day of my life, or I can get better. I hate for anything to chain me to a bad thing. Jesus wants us to have freedom. He wants us to serve Him and love Him and be a light to a community. We can't go through this thing with a bad attitude and leading others to Christ. Matter of fact, He may have allowed things to happen to you. Even, ain't this amazing? Lord, goodness, I'm fixing to shout. She glorified God. Ain't it amazing the devil persecuted her with something 18 years ago that she could shout over Jesus 18 years later? I like that, Brother Steve. Ain't it amazing? The devil thinks that he's fixing to put you in a prison house, and he can and will, but Jesus got the glory out. Can I tell you, whatever's happened to you, honey, Jesus will get the glory out of it. You may have made a bad mistake in your marriage, but now Jesus has put you home together, and He'll get the glory out of it. Some of you young'uns got on a bad road. You got out of a bad crowd. You've done some bad things. But if you give your heart to God, He'll get the glory out of it. Lord, I love preaching. Ladies, come. I want to say this, there is no healing in blame. You are not going to get healed long as you're blaming. You want to blame something? You're not going to be healed by blaming. And I want to say this, I've learned so much by this Bible. Your past does not have to dictate your future. Do you hear me? Jesus forgives. Jesus heals. I don't care what you've done, sinner. The blood of Jesus can wash you clean. Your past does not have to dictate your future. But your now will dictate your future. You're blaming everything on everything except the real deal. You ought to blame it on yourself. God ain't got over. I'm chained to something and I won't loose this morning. Jesus. I got a message. I preach on a little mule over there in the barn. Brother Troy, Jesus said, go over there, said, it's a colt tied, said, unloose him and bring him. Lord God, when he was tied up over there in that barn, Brother Gerald, he couldn't do nothing for Christ. But boy, he sent over there, Brother Randall, and he got him unloose. And he rode Jesus in town on his back, and as he cried, "Hosanna to the King." Boy, wouldn't it be a blessing if Jesus let you get loose this morning and ride him in town on your back, and everybody could cry, "Hosanna to the King." Instead of being chained to your problem, you can get loose of it this morning. But you're going to have to come. You're going to have to get clean with Him. You've got to quit hiding what's been bothering you and come clean to the Lord Jesus. Take off that old wrap and let Him heal it this morning. What's your number, Brother Tim? 165. Stand.